the Rove and Sam catch-up.
Rove, you know how much I relish my privacy.
I sure do. That's why I don't even know your last name.
If you want to make sure you have privacy at your home, I suggest you contact Winston with a Y.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're the family business with over 48 years' experience who can custom make blinds, awnings and crimp-safe products for your house.
And if you contact them now, you can have it all ready by Christmas.
Oh, that's great, because I'm sick of that guy who keeps breaking in over Christmas and eating all our biscuits.
Who does that?
Oh, I saw him once. He's some guy in a big red suit with a white beard.
That's Santa Champy.
Look, I don't care what his name is. I just want him away from my biscuits.
So for your custom-made blinds, awnings and crimp-safe products, go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston, spelled W-Y-N-S-T-A-N.
By the way, Rove, my last name's Frost.
Sam, be careful. Santa could be listening and he'll steal all your biscuits.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
Cracking good day.
Yeah, we had a great show today.
Oh, man, I got a plastic lightsaber in my hand that I've just been swinging around for most of the show.
It's been great.
And look, where do we begin? Sam said, there was that.
You reckon you didn't say it, right? Yeah.
You reckon you didn't.
I cut myself off.
You did say
you
it.
You did.
Jamie.
You got like F-U-C.
Can we play it in the chitty chat?
It would still have to be beeped.
Well, that's not fun.
Hey, as the man who beeps,
what are the rules?
What are the beep rules?
Chitty chatters.
The beep rules? About what swear words we do beep and what swear words we don't.
I guess firstly, yeah, what do we beep?
So like the,
everything.
The F's and the C's and...
Oh, we never say
C's. Could I say, I'll rattle off some ones now and you either beep them or don't beep them.
Oh, this is a fun game.
Can I say... So I can't say f***.
No.
Can I say...
Shit.
You can say that.
So we can say shit.
Yep.
Could I say...
Torella?
No. But you could say the Ella.
You could say the Ella. Could I say... if I said chops...
You could have chops.
You can keep. We've, so we just kept chops?
Yep.
What if you say...
Can we say that? Was that just beep? Why would you beep that?
The whole thing was because
that was radio gravy, my friend.
Well, let's play all this on tomorrow's show.
This is fantastic.
That's funny.
That's
funny.
Fun.
6:05.
Okay, but
yep.
What about what Sam said today? Because I thought it was she just cut herself off. So how far into the can I spell F-U-C-K?
Yeah.
So how far into that?
Yep.
Look at this. It's so unsure.
You're
how
so
far
nervous.
Into that? Seriously, would you have to beep? Like how much of that? If Sam, because didn't you do once to a?
Yes,
that's all right. I just said that.
That's kind of what I did
that's
today.
Fine.
No, you didn't. Today.
You pulled off, and it made like the little clicky sound. So it's like, so.
Oh, if you get the,
you got it.
So try
so
to
like
do
a
the.
Fuck.
Yeah. What about the gap? What about the gap? What does the gap do?
I beep the gap.
The gap. The gap's the only thing that's not swearing. There's so many rules.
God,
in radio.
This is like the show. This chitty chat, it was like the show today. There were bits where we're looking out to a sea of confused faces, and that's when I know something's good. And it didn't stop. Normally, once we hit 7 o'clock, slows down. We get a, we sit up straight, and everything's fine. But today, I loved it.
Zuzu got curly hair, and I don't care.
That's exactly what it is.
Sam's got curly hair, guys.
Jamie, we need to talk about your shoes today.
Oh, guys.
What are your shoes?
Have you seen his shoes?
No, I haven't. Come around here. Come around here, Jamie. Quick. Oh, your sneakers and...
He's got dumb runners on. Guys. So tell the story. Cody, pop producer Cody just stitched you up.
You got runners and chinos.
I know, it's pretty bad. So when I come into work, I'm already wearing my chinos and runners because I skip on the roof, which we've...
We have discussed this earlier. Previously on the Chitty Chat.
So you wear like, you know, party up the top with sneakers so you can skip. So you're
skipping in
the sneakers.
Have we discussed it? So you work out in chinos?
Well, yeah, but it's not a hard workout. It's like only 1,000 skips.
We never discussed that. No,
well,
we never discussed that.
You wore that shirt skipping this morning?
Yeah.
Ew,
oh, you disgust
you're all
me.
Sweaty
I'm
and
not.
Gross.
Because it's cold at 4 a.m. on the rooftop.
So you still sweat when you're exercising.
That's the point of exercising.
If you're saying,
but I don't work up a sweat, that's the best part of it. What's the point of exercising?
Just warming the body before it starts
aspirating. Whatever, blood face.
Mom said you were
wearing
Sneenos.
Sneenos.
Did you order a smoothie?
I did. I think we swapped it around.
Oh, yeah.
Sonny's in the house, by the way.
So yeah.
Speaking of swear jars.
So usually I bring a change of shoes every time when I come into work, but today I forgot them. So now I've just got to wear my runners around with my chinos in the
sporting. Cody properly dobbed you in. You thought you got away with it, didn't you? Did you just...
No, I didn't swear.
You do this. This is Frosty's MO. She whispers.
You lost etiquette.
No one got away.
Mate, big time.
You fell off the wagon today.
Guys, I'm tired. I'm tired. Okay.
She's stressed about the election.
I'm stressed about the election.
She's shame eating.
I'm not my own.
As we record this today, we are probably within 45 minutes of the long, drawn-out process of hearing the results of the US election happening. So if you're listening to this in about 4 years' time, God, what happened? Can you remember this day? Let's be honest, in 4 years, we're not still here, right?
Who knows? Imagine if Trump gets in.
God help us. It can't. It just can't. I can't. My head just cannot seem to make that happen.
But guys, Kanye for 2020.
That's gee whiz. We'll look back at this and go, this is when we got off lightly.
Yeah, Trump's actually good.
It is a really bloody good show today. Jennifer Lopez, the Veronicas,
yep,
and some great callers for What's Your Sexy Nickname. And what was the other one? Game of Moans?
No, we had a phone off Scoopla. Because there's so
many... the Ginger.
Yeah, the Ginger. But we'll have that in Call of Fame.
You have to keep
Friday's
that in.
One.
You have to keep that in.
Oh, he'll just be in for Call of Fame. We'll put him in for Call of Fame. Yeah, okay.
There's so much.
It's a catch up now, Sam. You know how it works.
So much to put in today.
And for a little behind the scenes stuff, it seems we've discussed this before, the whole dumping issue of what it actually means when you swear and then you don't hear swearing.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's been rectified and we're going to work on something fun. We could even record it now, except Sam's got a mouthful of tomato.
We'll save it.
But yeah, we are now going to have a fun little thing we play whenever you swear, because it's probably going to be you. It's now 2-1.
Mm.
I got the ball rolling, and now you've got two back-to-back.
Oh, you're winning, Frosty.
Oh, we've had two, and our callers are two. So it's score is for swearing on air. Rove 1.
Yep.
Sam 2.
Yep.
Callers 2.
Great.
Excellent. Here. Oh, and Gavin's back too. Here's the significantly edited catch-up.
Rove and Sam.
Big day yesterday if you were a fan of Seinfeld.
That's a smidge nice.
I feel like Pringles now. but pre-sales went on sale for his live show. He's coming to the country and we have a big Seinfeld fan. Everyone loves themselves some Seinfeld.
Oh.
Who doesn't like Seinfeld?
You can't go wrong.
I love a rhetorical question. But Amy Goggins, from our newsroom, who would have picked it?
Really? You didn't think?
A big fan.
Massive fan.
Of some Jerry.
Yeah, love a bit of Jerry.
Look, if I may. Amy, hello!
Yeah, close.
So, you were very excited. Oh, I'm going to move on. So you were very excited that the tickets went on sale yesterday. What did you do?
Well, look, I had a super stressful day yesterday. It was pre-sale tickets. Right,
so this is super fans we're talking, right?
Yeah, okay, so pre-sale tickets. I was given the task by my group of friends, and, you know, there's nothing more stressful than being the person that has to get the tickets.
You know what? If I may, just cut in at this point. I never, ever do this.
I will never put my hand up ever.
I never offer to go. Who wants to go? I'll get the tickets because I don't want this to be me.
No.
You know the best thing about being that, you know, you can't really rely on me. I'm an unreliable friend.
Yeah.
I would never have that job.
Yeah.
Intentionally unreliable. I want that on your headstone.
I like it. I think I'm going to do that in the future. So I got home. They went on sale at midday.
Midday.
Okay? I sat down. I had my laptop set up. Had a little snack as well because I was like...
It's key to the story, guys.
Energy.
Well, I had to. I had to focus because I was 15 minutes...
Vicky's and Dick?
I had a wrap.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was 15 minutes early. That's beside the point. Anyway, I was sitting there. I was ready. Mm. Bang. Midday. I clicked
on.
I'm on. I'm ready to go. I had all my details ready. My login's ready. So I knew exactly what was happening. This is how nervous I was.
Oh, no.
Thousands of people were already logged on. When I clicked on, seconds into it?
Yeah.
And how can you other people already be on?
Who are these clowns?
I had the fury at the thousands of other people. So I couldn't even log on. So I'm sitting there. Oh, so stressed thinking, this is it. I'm not going to get tickets. No. Okay. So 10 minutes pass. I finally get in. I'm on Sydney. I'm trying to connect.
You sound like you're about to cry.
Sam, I honestly had nearly tears yesterday.
No amount of snacks can fix this situation.
So I'm there. I couldn't get any tickets.
Oh, goggy.
It was like single seats only. And I want to have a lol next to my friends.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be.
Of course you do.
I don't want to just be a single person by myself. I get that in daily life anyway.
Oh, goggins, don't do this to my heart.
So, oh, no, don't change it. We're still upbeat, Seinfeld. So, goggy. Okay, so then I can't get Sydney tickets.
No.
I'm freaking out. I'm thinking, what am I going to do? All right, brainwave. Go to Melbourne. I'll just go to Melbourne.
It's not even an hour on a plane. Great.
Exactly. No, the same situation. I can't get any tickets.
They love comedy in Melbourne, of course.
So I'm calling my friends. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm literally hyperventilating.
Quit life.
I don't know what I was going to do. So anyway, brainwave. Adelaide.
No one goes to
Hang
Adelaide.
On.
Exactly, Sam, and that is where I got tickets.
So you're going to go to Adelaide to see Jerry Seinfeld?
I'm off to Adelaide, baby. It's so exciting.
When is going to Adelaide the answer for anything?
Exactly. I know, right? So, Jerry, you better be funny because I'm going to Adelaide.
Rove and Sam.
Coming up after 8, we got Jennifer Lopez, and coming up after 7, the Veronicas join us live in studio.
But up next, it's official. Prince Harry has a girlfriend.
We'll get to that right after Barbie Girl by Aqua. I quit!
Rove and Sam, 104.1 Today FM.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Cam.
Rove and Sam.
Oh, I'm having so much fun.
Well, Barbie, we're just getting started.
Oh, I love you, Cam.
I have no idea what just happened either.
Oh, the trainers on site are probably like going, what on earth?
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm just double checking. Am I about to say that was Aqua with Barbie Girl?
Mm. Yeah.
I said, boy, what year is this?
Rove and Sam.
And we are joined by one of the most excited members of our team, Sam, we could ever wish to have.
Oh, look, you know, she's all right. Our executive producer, Alex Muldy Pittsburway.
Dame
I'm so glad to be
Alexandra
here.
Spurway
Thank
today,
you, Rove.
Our official royal correspondent.
Thank you, and I'm really glad that this opener was not deleted.
Prince Harry Romance.
Because
it's the worst
it's
opener ever.
Official. It's official.
You came in today on a day where it's the US election. We've got Jennifer Lopez coming up.
Yep.
But to you, the most important news today, it's official.
It's official. And I feel like the two of you especially should have listened to me because I brought this up on the show a couple of weeks ago and no one believed me.
Because it's how much fodder is in the tabloids?
I know,
it's all
Sam.
Usually a load of rubbish. And I'm going to have integrity with my entertainment news and go, until it's confirmed,
I
do not dibble-dabble around.
See, I don't have that integrity at all.
I know. That's why you're an executive producer.
When I was on her Instagram looking at Two Bananas Spooning, I was like, oh, of course that's a reference to Prince Harry.
Because Prince Harry's a banana?
I said it,
it's
I
amazing.
Said it at the time and I stand by it. One of them should have been a carrot. I don't understand the two bananas.
Oh, I love it. I love the whole story. I'm glad it's official. What is very interesting, I find this really interesting, that he had to release an official statement about the relationship.
Now, is this the norm?
It's very uncharacteristic of the royal family to ever comment on personal relationships.
Well, that's
ever.
What I thought.
It
now,
is.
How do you feel? It feels like I got the impression this morning that you were feeling for Harry.
He's
so far away from his princess.
Well, I love in the statement itself, he says he's deeply disappointed that he hasn't been able to protect her because they're in different states.
Now, he knows he's not a
Countries.
Real prince, right? Like, he doesn't have, like, a suit of armour. He doesn't have a lance. She's not being held captive in a dragon-infested moat.
I know, but you look at all the media and how crazy everyone, including myself, like, I'm guilty of that. But
are you the ones that are mentioning crawling over the back fence of a mum's place?
I probably would. But, no, it's really exciting. It's very uncharacteristic, like I said. And the fact that he feels he needs to put something out there means that she's just been getting harassed.
Yeah,
absolutely harassed.
It's quite scary to think what she's been going through to obviously go to the lengths of releasing a statement, as you said. Like that, she must be copping a really hard time, which is awful.
I reckon they've been outed before they were wanting to be. So here's the big question. What does this mean for her as a future princess? She's American. Can she even be?
Well, there's
a
couple of things with this. So if this actually does become a full-on relationship and a thing.
It is.
Well, it is, but like long term.
Imagine if she was just kind of like, oh, I wasn't really that into it. Drunk. Now I can't be jamming other people.
I was drunk. I thought it was the other one.
She's got.
I thought it was one of the Harry Potter twins. You said you were in Harry Potter. You said you were Ron Weasley.
Sorry,
there's a little bit of leeway here because he's still got Prince Charles and his dad and Prince William before he could ever become king. Sure. And he's the gingerhead larrikin, you know.
He has away with stuff. He has a good time.
He has a great time.
I know.
I love it. I think it's amazing. It's official. I don't know how they're going to do it. It's like long distance at the moment, which all relationships, like when they start like that, it works, you know, because you've got to feel your way through it. You've got to communicate. And then when they finally...
So relatable,
it's so relatable. It's so relatable. This whole thing is fantastic.
I can't wait just for her, the first interview. Someone's going to get it and I can't wait.
Yeah.
My favourite thing is when we first heard that they were rumoured to date, you said, guys, and she's got brown hair. And I was like, well done, Alex. You're a disgrace.
Because he always loves blondes. That's all I'm saying. He loves a brunette. It's a win for the brunettes.
Do we wrap it up?
Yes.
Let's do a thing.
Wrap it up.
Royally loved up. It's disgraceful.
Roman Sam.
Oh, Shawn Mendes. Might just tweet him. We're following each other now just to let him know we played his song. Don't mention the Barbie girl thing. 18 minutes to 7. This is Roman Sam. Thanks to Winston with a Y. Sam, do you watch the show First Dates?
No.
Oh, you should.
You're missing some gold.
You seriously are missing some gold. The show, people go on first dates.
Great.
Spoilers. But there was a guy last night. What I love about this show is, you know, The Bachelor and Bachelorette try to choose some pretty good quality dudes.
Obviously. Guys, what's on the show? That's the point I'm making.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Some people are so slow.
It's early. It's okay. This is disappointing. There's no more soda streams today.
Our executive producer, I saw her mouth. What is happening?
It's Friday on a Wednesday. That's what's happening.
Guys, we're getting through our hump day. That's what we're doing. We're just trying to have a good time with our listeners.
Don't switch off anywhere else today. This one you don't want to miss. It's going to be a doozy. We're only just getting started. So there's this dude. He's on the show. He's a bit of a tool. He's from the UK. You know, one of those ones. He's a backpacker coming in just to plough some field.
And do they ever?
You say that like you know. Just
I don't
can't
actually.
You just do it like, I've oh, they slept. Do. No,
I've
they do.
No, I've never slept with someone from the UK. What?
What do you sound like? You sound like you're backpedaling now.
Well, I haven't, and now I feel really awkward.
Okay, guys. I wish we had one of these sound sweeper button things. Okay, we've got a swear jar in the studio. Sam has sworn we had to do a thing where we call it a dump. We had a weird little edit sound. We need to get a little
I'm
sting.
I'm going to get fired soon.
Okay, Sam, this is our new thing for every time you swear.
No!
Sam just swore. Okay. Anyway, this guy's on the show, right? Your boyfriend's listening. We get it. No need for an F-bomb, miss. That's one. I'm writing it down. But this guy's on the show. His nickname, Focus Frosty. His nickname is The Postman.
Yes.
He says, I'm called The Postman. Have a guess why. You got to guess why.
Because he puts it in a lot of spots.
Don't make me. We can't push a button again. We cannot do this again. No, here's the reason they call him The Postman, Sam.
Postman was a nickname that I was given by one of my mates. They always say I deliver on nights out with the ladies.
Boom, very close. There was also a licking line you could have got in there, but you didn't, thank goodness.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm too scared to talk.
That's probably for the best. So how about this? That's how he got his name, The Postman, because I always deliver on a date, right?
Yeah.
So here we go. 131060. We want you, yes, you listening at home, not this one. She can't be trusted to open her mouth. You call in, tell us what your sexy nickname is, or even just your nickname, and we'll see if we can guess how you got it.
Roman Sam.
Sugar, good morning.
Okay, Sugar, how are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
Very good. Okay, so what we're doing is we want to hear people's sexy nicknames, Sam, and then we have to guess why they got the nickname or how they got it. Do you want to have a crack at this one first, or do you want
Sugar,
me to go first?
Sugar, because you're deliciously sweet.
Well, I am deliciously sweet, but that's not the reason.
Is it because if you're really good, you get fed to a horse?
Isn't that a salt lick?
Well, I don't know.
What someone knows their horse licking.
What's your partner's name? All right. Well, Sugar, I think we're wrong. How do we get the nickname, Sugar?
I got a promotion at work, and one of the old guys there thought the boss was sweet on me, and that's why I got the promotion. So he called me Sugar.
And there you stuck. Go.
It's probably about 3 years old now.
Yeah. I thought it could have been maybe a medical thing where you only had one lump. Okay. I'm just warming up. I'm just warming up.
Happy from North Sydney. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're so happy you have to say it twice. Now, happy.
Okay, can I have a crack first?
Go for it, Rose.
You've slept with two dwarves.
No.
Okay.
You're up for it though, right? Maybe because you're always smiling and having a GT. Good time.
Not at all.
Is it because you have a little meal, a happy little, you have a little, what was I going to say? I've forgotten it.
A happy meal?
That was a happy meal joke. You have a little toy that comes with you?
Maybe sometimes, but no, not in this case.
Oh, happy. How'd you get your nickname, old mate?
I've got size 12 double H boobs.
Oh, that was
my husband refers to my birth happy HH.
Oh, and I bet they make him very happy.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you, happy.
And Quickie from Chester Hill. Mate, I think it's pretty safe to say where you get your nickname.
That's right.
Are you done already?
Right. Yeah.
Roden and Sam, good friends of the show, Lisa and Jess of the Veronicas, return to us with their new song, On Your Side. The Veronicas are well known for their love of animals and the environment, but did they see that huntsman spider in Queensland? That's the size of a beagle? When you need a forklift to remove a spider from your house, I'm starting to rethink my love of nature. Lisa's already shaking her head.
No
Lisa
way.
And Jess, hello.
That's
hey,
amazing.
My babes.
And it was at like an animal sanctuary.
Wow.
And they had, it was a huntsman that just lives there, like as big as a broom.
Oh, that's nice. Terrifying. I can't deal with that. Look, I'm a lover of wildlife, obviously, in nature. Mm-hmm. Spiders, I cannot do. I am seriously arachnophobic.
But how incredible is that? That is something that exists.
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely.
Unreal.
From
afar.
Beautiful.
I just don't
terrifying.
Want,
no, they are beautiful, but I don't want them anywhere near me. Nowhere near me.
As Queenslanders, you would have to be experienced.
I have so many
we
stories.
We used to wake up and next to my bed constantly would be huntsmen's as big as both my hands put together with all the little babies.
Yeah.
Oh,
it would be a family of them.
Constantly we would wake up like that and I'd be like, Lisa!
I don't know why she called me.
I don't know if I'd be much help. Drag me out of here. I'm in shock.
Well, I think even the Dalai Lama, and he is as peaceful as they come, he says, you know what, mosquitoes.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Okay. Yeah. I'll let that one slide. Now, you guys were recently talking about the Melbourne Cup. You're not horse racing fans, obviously. As we're just saying, very pro-animal and very anti-Melbourne Cup. How do you find people react to that?
Not overly encouraging, the reactions I have found. You know, I understand that people become very defensive when you make statements like animals are not here for our entertainment. Animals are here for an ecological purpose. It is greater than our recreational enjoyment. And that's confronting for a lot of people because people make the argument the animals are treated really well. But, you know, the reality is that it is a very brutal sport for these animals. And one horse in a position of being exploited and losing its life is one horse too many, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, we were saying this around the time of the Olympics. We were watching
the equestrian.
Equestrian, where they have to jump over all the obstacles. And that was the one I was saying, I'm calling it. That'll be the next one to go. You just wouldn't think
the horse missed the jump and it just collapsed. And it was terrifying to watch.
Yeah, it's horrifying to think that what those animals experience and go through. It's just, you know, it's horrifying. So for me and for Elise, we're very much pro-animal rights and we live our life that way. And yes, that's our value system. I understand everybody has different value systems, but for us, we feel it necessary to speak up and talk about that.
And you guys are campaigning to do Eurovision for 2017, right?
Someone's campaigning on our behalf.
Truly.
No, truly.
That's all right. Would you guys do it?
We were saying we would love to write the song. We would love to write the song for it. It'd be amazing.
We're down for anything. I mean, who knows? You know, we honestly haven't been given an official offer. It's just been out there. So we're kind of like, we don't really know how seriously to take this. But would love to write the song.
Yeah, that'd
absolutely
be cool.
Well, look, hit makers. Let's do it. Rove and Sam. Now, you guys have been in New Zealand recently to film the clip for your new single, On Your Side.
Yes.
Who got injured? Because I saw on Instagram, someone had a busted hand.
What happened?
My finger. I was shooting a very emotional scene where I was very angry. And I was hitting the floor and the wall. And I slammed my hand down quite hard. Look, I was quite
method
proud.
Acting. I was so proud of it.
If I get nominated for a Logie for this, I'm going to be devastated.
But I was like, you got to take a photo of that, babe.
If you hurt yourself. Put it on Instagram.
Hashtag no filter.
Yeah, totally.
When exactly. can we expect to see it? Because I'm very excited. Because you were tweeting it with like a crying gif, and it's going to be very emotional, we've heard.
Yeah.
So I'm dying to see it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're hoping to have it out in a week, which is exciting. It's
really
more of a short film. We had a very close person to us, Ruby Rose, write and direct it, and she's actually in it as well. So we got to collaborate on that with her, which is
now
exciting.
Now, young miss. What is happening with you and Lady Fair Ruby Rose?
Well,
as I like to call her, Ruby Roo.
You are adorable. She'll love that. I heard she's coming in to see you guys very soon.
I can't wait.
You know, we've been friends with Ruby for a long time. We met 8 years ago and we reconnected over playing her some music in London a few months ago. But we've had such a, you know, incredible journey just as friends over the last 8 years. And yeah, and then we shot this music video and I don't know, something changed for us. And she's just incredible. And I just had to tell her how I felt. And
did you use the love word?
You can't.
I've used it a few times and now I'm like having the panic where I'm like, oh my God, have I said it too much? Is it too soon? But
it makes me so happy. Now, it's beautiful. You guys, were you guys together before or was it just a friendship before?
We had a romance.
Yes.
Very early on. But it was so early on and we didn't really know how to protect that at the time. So that's why we're very like protective of it now. And we're like, okay, well, we'll talk about it. But then how much do we share? And there's always that. You know, that battle of what to say and what not to say. But yeah, she's incredible. I'm the luckiest person in the world to be with someone who's the most compassionate and ambitious, strong, beautiful woman. So
then how do you feel about this plebiscite thing not happening? Now there's no chance of it passing as a law, it seems, unless we have another. Because here's what happened.
What?
I'll bring you up to speed.
Bring us up to speed.
So the plebiscite was going to be, we'll put it to the people and see what the people think.
Right.
But
right.
It got shut down. So that's not even going to happen. So now the idea of marriage equality in Australia is off the table. Until the next election, which will be in 2019.
That's absolutely devastating. And that is incredibly upsetting because I just don't understand how Australia can continue to stay in a place of regression instead of progression. And you know what? All that does is give me more empowerment to know that we're going to be
more
fighting
passion.
That and we will continue to speak at as many rallies as possible because, you know, the fact that, you know, my ex-partner was a male. And when I was in love with him, there was going to be no issue if I wanted to marry him. Now that I'm in a relationship with a female, that is something that's not even an option for me. And it's just, it's incredibly upsetting and it's completely wrong. And, you know,
it's embarrassing too. I mean, you know, you've got countries like America.
And New Zealand.
You know, and New Zealand now sort of really leading the way that this is where we're at. Come up to speed, guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's embarrassing.
Well, the single On Your Side is out now. The clip, we can't wait very, very soon. Lisa, Jess, thank you very much for chatting
to us.
Thank you, guys.
Rove and Sam. Jennifer Lopez is already one of the most glamorous stars in the world, and now she's also starring in the hit TV series Shades of Blue. J-Lo recently posted a selfie where she looked amazing, dressed in nothing but a leotard, showing a bit of side boob, and the internet went crazy. I took a very similar selfie on the weekend, but nobody seemed to be aroused by my flash of side man boob. You're all sexists. Hello, Jennifer Lopez.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Thank you for asking. Now, of course, D-Day for everyone over in the States. We know how much of a Hillary Clinton supporter you are. You've been very vocal on social media following Hillary on the campaign trail. How are you going to feel if the vote goes the other way?
Well, there's just no option. We can't let that happen. I just feel like our country, you know, deserves a great leader and not somebody who's dabbling in politics. I want somebody who knows what they're doing. And we deserve that. And she has tremendous experience and tremendous heart and it takes a lot to be in the public eye. I know that. It's not easy. As women, we get bullied. We, you know, we have it just a tiny bit harder. We have to work harder. We have to show we're more qualified. And I am with her. I am. I do believe that for this election, she is the right person to take on the job. We are plugging away over here, trying to get everybody out there to vote and show up and have a voice. And hopefully everything is going to be exactly what it should be,
yes, fingers crossed.
Is her being successful.
Now, you recently did an interview alongside Hillary Clinton where you revealed this.
I happen to live closely with her daughter. We live in the same building.
Oh, really?
I get to see how often she visits her grandchildren, how often she comes to see her daughter. They're a good, decent, hardworking family who knows this office.
Have you ever borrowed a cup of sugar?
I haven't, but our kids have played together, yes.
That's a little bit cute.
That's a pretty powerful bunch of kids right there.
A little bit cute.
Now, speaking of your six-year-old twins, you have so many commitments, your TV show Shades of Blue, and you're also performing in Vegas as well. How on earth do you juggle it all?
Yeah, it's a bit of a juggling act. I think like any single mom who works, it's hard, you know, and you do the best you can. My kids are the greatest kids on the planet. They, you know, they know what I do and they know that we travel and, you know, we take it day by day and always keeping in mind what's best for them and doing my job and just doing the best I can, you know.
Well, of course, a very massive day for you and everyone over in the US. Fingers crossed, Hillary is your next president of the United States. And also, while we've got you, a big congratulations for Shades of Blue Season 2, which is coming to the Universal Channel on Foxtel very soon. All the best with everything else, you busy little bee. Thank you very much, Jennifer Lopez.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Rogan Sam.
What an iconic day, Sam Frost.
Absolutely.
The US election. No more chatting. It is now down to the vote. And look, we probably won't really know. They reckon lunchtime is the best early option. And then probably by day's end, we'll have some better idea of what's going on.
Oh, it's a frightening thought, really.
But also, what does it mean? What are the implications for Hillary and Trump getting in from the financial sector?
Absolutely. And you hear that sentence and you go, oh, boring.
Oh, I've already switched off.
I know, right? But that's why one of our all-time favourite people, he works in the office, he's Gavin the accountant.
Mm-hmm.
I love him so much. He's so endearing and cute and fluffy.
He loves his numbers.
Yeah.
He loves crunching them.
Oh, does he ever?
But he also knows, because it's his passion, how to make finance and money talk sexy.
So sexy.
So here it is, his take on the US presidential election. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Gavin, the accountant.
The US presidential election countdown is over, and this bomb is about to explode. Okay, you better take this one, Fresh Prince. You done said it, my homie. Stopping everyone's hearts more than Matty J's at the end of the Bachelorette finale. Why, Georgia love, why?
Oh, Gavin, that was weeks ago. We've all moved on.
Not for us who've known heartache, Davo. We'll never move on. Moving on! The big fear, of course, is the thought that Donald Trump will become the 45th president of the United States. Say what? By the dawn would likely trigger a global stock market fall of 5 to 10%.
Mercy me.
You said it, Fresh Prince. It's likely to spark a sell-off in share markets around the world, which would have potentially serious implications for Australia, given our trade exposure is quite high. Whoa, dude, who's got the munchies? So you wiggity want me to tiggity to tell you what's up? You know what? It sounds better when the prince says it.
You women are women, women tell you what's up. Go!
Yeah, we do. Well, here it is. Tariffs will go up. No way. Trade agreements could be cancelled. Dun, dun. And investors are likely to head for the hills, just like in Westworld.
No one cares about your nerd TV shows.
That's just what a sentient robot would want me to think. So, as we wait for the results of the most tense of US elections, I guess it's easy to see who we in the finance sector are right behind. More like Hillary Clinton. So, in the words of the old FP,
I came here tonight to hear the crowd go.
Please don't vote for Donald Trump, America.
Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake.
He sounds heaps like Will Smith, hey? So weird.
Great catch up today, Rove.
I had a ball too. I think I'm feeling good because of all the rest I'm getting at home.
I'm guessing you've got your new blinds.
That sounds a little personal, but yes, you're right. Our friends at Winston with a Y came down and sorted us out, not only with new blinds, but also awnings and crimsafe products.
That's the sort of service you receive when you're dealing with the family-owned business that has over 48 years' experience.
And as I discovered, if you contact them now, you can have it all sorted by Christmas.
So go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston with a Y.
Why?
Well, because that's how they spell their name.
No, I know. I was just reminding people why.
Why is it spelled with a Y or just Y?
Why?
Why am I asking you about the why and why are you talking about the why?
You've really had too much sleep, haven't you?
Thanks to Winston Blinds, Awnings and Crimsafe, I'm chock full of the energy and I'm ready to zing.